Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin, Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard, and New York officials renewed the Memo of Understanding on Environmental Cooperation on the Management of Lake Champlain on Monday. The agreement calls for the three governments to continue to share research and information on water quality and conservation in the lake and its surrounding basin. The Lake Champlain Basin Program works with the governments to implement management plans. Basin Program Director Bill Howland calls it a document that shows New York, Vermont, and Quebec have made a formal commitment to work together to share information and improve water quality of the lake and the economy of the region.
There are three areas where it makes a difference. One of them is in educational programs to inform members of the community about what they can do to reduce their pollution impact on the lake. There's a second area, monitoring the condition of the lake. It's all done with the very same instruments, with the same methods, with the same controls, and it's worked very well in the Lake Champlain Basin. And then finally, with research, we work together on determining what's important and where it has to be done, and all of the three jurisdictions sit at the same table to make those decisions. So it really is a nice framework for cooperation.
Lake Champlain Committee Executive Director Lori Fisher says since the agreement was first signed in 1988, it has fostered good collaborative work across the basin.
The states implement policies and programs individually, but the cooperative agreement does really emphasize sharing information, trying to work together to tackle these problems. And a few years after the first agreement was signed back in 1988, it helped secure important ongoing funding for this region and federal funding and an annual appropriation, which we didn't have before.
Lake Champlain International Executive Director James Ellers says the agreement is a nice arrangement between the governments, but he's not sure what's really been accomplished over the years.
What concerns me is the action does not reflect the rhetoric. If we continue to hold Lake Champlain in such high esteem, why do we allow it to continue to degrade? It would be unfair to say there hasn't been some progress in small, select areas, but overall, the data reflects a continuing trend of decline lake-wide. It's great that everyone's talking to one another, but we're very short on details of how we're going to do this. You know, the agreement says that we've added additional support to commitments. Well, those commitments haven't produced clean water or reduced pollution entering the lake. And in fact, there's new threats of pollution and contamination.
The 5-year extension includes provisions that focus on climate change and flood resiliency. The agreement also aims to protect the lake from aquatic invasive species. I'm Pat Brapley, WAMC News.